It's not just municipalities that will be taking part in events marking the 100th anniversary of the founding of Czechoslovakia next weekend. The makers of the famous lager Pilsner Urquell have announced they will also be involved through a number of events and special products. Tom McEncrow has more.
Czech brewery Plzeňský Prazdroj is famous around the world for its Pilsner Urquell lager, and the company will be participating in events marking Czechoslovakia's centenary, says spokeswoman Jitka Němečková.
Pilsner Urquell would like to celebrate this special day to buy our auction bottles, which are usually every year, like in favor of Centrum Paraplet. This year, the auction bottle is symbolizing 100 years by its design, and of course, there are also the traditional Czechoslovak colors. The authors of the bottles are by symbolic Czech and Slovak designer Václav Mlynář and Jakub Polák, the creative directors of Czech glass house Boma. These bottles are especially in auction in December, and they are pretty unique. There are only 10 of them, and you have to prepare quite a lot of money to get them, because last year the most expensive of them was 250,000 Czech crowns.
I understand you are also going to have a special exhibition at your museum. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Definitely, we would like to invite the visitors for special exhibits at our brewery museum, and also to our special subway spaces and to the brew house of Kamenice. And we offer these special visits for just a symbolic 28 crowns. And it's on Saturday the 27th and on Sunday 28th of October. We offer not only the special exponents, also a unique exhibition which is called Prazdroj, that's the 100 years ago and now. And you can see special exponents from the period of the First Republic, and also unique a movie from 1938 about Prazdroj.
And there are also rumours that you will be collaborating with a small brewery to make a special anniversary beer. Is that true?
Yes. Towards these celebrations, we collaborated with Matuška, senior and junior of their brewery, and our brewmasters Václav Berka and Lenka Seková brewed together beer, which will be available for the celebration. But the details will be published this Friday, just on the eve of the special celebration, so please wait for that.
Argentinian beer expert and blogger Max Barnson says that this is the first time that a microbrewery and a macrobrewery are working together. I asked him what the Bromov brewery is likely to add to the product.
These are not amateur people. Martin Matuška, the founder of the brewery, is a very experienced brewmaster. I think he's got like 30 years under his belt, probably more. And his son, who runs the brewing day-to-day affairs, is also a very experienced brewmaster. And they are one of the first microbreweries that decided to go with a 100% distribution model instead of the most common days brewpub. They have been hugely successful, and they are very well respected in the industry.